Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, we are tuned in on tonight, Thursday, April the 20th, 2017. You are now listening to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But on tonight, I have a very special guest coming forth on tonight. Brother Johannes Bowes of Flint, Michigan. He is my special guest on tonight. But before I bring him forward, we always open up in prayer, and we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go to a word of prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are awesome in all your ways, and you're so worthy to be praised. And Father, we come seeking and asking your forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Forgive me, and then also I include my entire family and Brother Johannes Bowes. I include him and his family. Forgive each one of us of all of our sins and transgressions in Jesus' name, that what we do over this worldwide platform on tonight, that it will not be in vain, that you will be glorified through it, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come also lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. We know that you are still a healer. You have not changed. You have no respect of persons. We stand on your word that lets us know by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. So we lift up all those that are sick right now in Jesus' name, that you would touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved. comfort and strengthen as only you can. We know that earth still has no sorrow that you cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, those that are in nursing homes, and those that are in shelters, women and children, abused shelters, even men, the homeless shelters. We pray, Lord, you will move by your Spirit in Jesus' name. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up this broadcast to you again on tonight, that you will move by your Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that should there be anyone listening, even through this broadcast on tonight, that something will be said that will encourage their hearts and their spirits, Heavenly Father, that their spiritual eyes will become open and realize that they need Jesus in their life, and they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts so that they will be saved in his name on tonight. For we know that you're still saving, and it's your desire that no soul be lost. And so we pray and touch and agree with you, Heavenly Father, that we is our prayer and desire that no soul be lost, that you would be glorified through it all in Jesus' name. We lift up all those that are being doers of your word all over the land that's in the body of Christ on today. We just ask that you would just have your way, Heavenly Father. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight through this broadcast, that you would be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought on tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought tells us God is, and I like that, God is providing harvest to the seed you have sown for his glory. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is God is providing harvest to the seed you have sown for his glory. Well, on tonight, I have one announcement that I'm going to make before I bring forth my guest on tonight. And the person of Brother Johannes Bowes from Flint, Michigan. I have one announcement that I'm so excited to announce, and I've been making this announcement for a couple of weeks now over this broadcast because we're getting nearer and closer to the date. The Lord has blessed and anointed my youngest sister, Danetta Barney, to write a gospel stage play. And the gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And through this gospel stage play, it's going to mend and bring back together families and ministries and marriages and communities back together as God be glorified through this gospel stage play. So Danetta Barney, my younger sister, presents Opposite Ends of the Bridge. This gospel stage play will take place on Saturday, May 13th, and also on Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th of 2017. It will be taking place at the Northwest Activity Center Theater here in Detroit, Michigan. For those of you that would like to purchase tickets, you can go to God's World Bible Bookstore on West Elementary Road in Detroit. And also, tickets are available at Globe Bible Bookstore on East Jefferson Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. For those of you that would like to order your tickets by way of internet, you can go to eventbrite.com. Again, eventbrite.com. If you have or need more information pertaining to this upcoming play, gospel stage play, you can dial area code 313-231-4302. And just to give you an idea of some of the cast members that are going to be taking part of this play is none other than evangelist, gospel songstress Peggy James, Pastor Ron Todd, Pastor Rick Buck, and Minister of Music Gerard Brooks. These are just some of the cast members that are in this gospel stage play. Again, it's going to be taking place on Saturday, May 13th, and then Sunday, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th, at the Northwest Activity Center Theater. Again, the title of the play, gospel stage play, is Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And I know that if you attend this play, and I pray that you do, those of you that are in the Indiana area and the Ohio area, you are also welcome to participate and be a part of this play. You will be blessed if you attend. Well, I am so excited to bring forth my guest on tonight. Before I bring on Brother Bowes, I would like to say give a great shout out and thank you to Elder James McCurry of Flint, Michigan, and also Deacon Sean Hairston of Flint, Michigan. They introduced me to Brother Johannes Bowes in Flint, Michigan while I was there a couple of months ago. And so when we met, we connected, I invited him to be my guest. So here we are on tonight. It takes one to succeed and others will follow. This is a youth program that is in Flint, Michigan, and he is over that. Again, he is the CEO of It Takes One to Succeed and Others Will Follow. I would also assume not only is the CEO, but he is, I would also add, he didn't say this, but I'm going to put this in there, as I would say he's also a director of the youth program in Flint, Michigan for our youth. And so, Brother Bose, I have you on the line now. Before I go into the questions that I have for you on tonight, I'm going to ask you if you would please share with the worldwide listeners, if you could take a moment and share with us a testimony, and then after your testimony, we're going to do a music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back to you with your questions for tonight. But first, could you please share with us a testimony?
Good evening, Brother Brown.
Praise the Lord.
I'd like to first say thank you and thank God for letting me live another day. And also, I'd like to thank you for inviting me on your show. I would like to correct a couple of things. First of all, say my name is Johannes Bowles, and I'm the CEO of the Take One Community Program, and we're located out of Pontiac, Michigan, but we do have a program in Flint, Michigan. I work with youth in the metropolitan Detroit area, so that's anywhere in the Tri-County area we do work. We work with youth and young adults.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I established my program in 1999 in the projects of Lakeside Homes in Pontiac, Michigan, which they're no longer there. But there was, you know, to some it was pretty rough. It was me, it was just a hood, you know, and I don't worry about wherever I go, I know God got me covered. So I don't worry about that. I've been far and worse places. So, but I established that program because I was at AmeriCorps Vista at the time. And one of the programs we had to do was come up with a community service program. If anybody's familiar with AmeriCorps, like the Peace Corps and VISTA, VISTA is the acronym for Volunteers of Service to America. And it's a great program. I was the first AmeriCorps VISTA to graduate in the city of Pontiac. Everybody else quit. I didn't quit. I stood my ground and came up with the program, started out as an after-school program, and it grew. Now it's all year round program. We do have a basic service over maybe in that time maybe 6,000 to 7,000 kids, if not more, just in the area of the Tri-County area. And I came up with the tagline, It Takes One to Succeed and Others Will Follow, because, you know, it's just like everyone around had to be a trailblazer, and you got to start with one. And so I didn't follow the trail. I kind of made a trail, and other people had already kind of led the way in different areas. But I've been, as my friends say, I've been from the streets to the suites, from the back room to the boardroom, from the poorhouse, the drug house, the jailhouse, to the White House. And I thank God that I made it through all of that. And basically, I went from hanging with people that had decisions made for them to the decision makers of the city, the state, and the country. But I don't forget my people, you know, just the people, just everyday people. That's why God took me from one room to the other one to be the voice at the table for those that don't have a voice. So I've been in, you know, Pontiac, Michigan since 1994. I used to live in Detroit. I'm originally from Ohio, born and raised between Dayton and Akron, and, you know, our Army brat, military brat, so we kind of lived a little bit everywhere over throughout the years, whatever the station. But I came here to Pontiac and started my program in the hood, and I thank God every day that I can do what I can do, you know, from drugs to a little bit of everything. You know, I've been clean 20 years in February of this month. So I'm not going to say I didn't inhale, you know, I'm not going to say I didn't inhale and I didn't fail, or didn't have sex with that woman. I said I used to inhale and fail and have sex with plenty of women, but I thank God I didn't OD and didn't catch AIDS or nothing. So, you know, So we sometimes, as we're young and we're dumb, we don't think about different things. But, you know, I've been graced to turn another year, 58, and on the 2nd of April. And I work with kids all the time that a lot of people don't work with. We currently have 137 computer labs throughout the Tri-County area program. We focus on what which is called Closing the Gap, which is providing internet to those that don't have. So we do a little bit of everything. We do summer lunches, summer jobs, we focus on teen domestic violence, cyberbullying, human trafficking, sexual and child abuse, character education, working with kids to go to school, getting prepared for college, and jobs. We work on do a lot of different things. And if you want to check us out, we're at www.takeonecommunityprogram.org. Just put in Take One Community Program, and it'll come up. It'll come up. So
we're working.
That's just a little bit. That's just a quick in a nutshell. But what I'm gonna focus on. I appreciate meeting you, and you know, I hope you had a great time at the game. Because as you see, the policy
truly, most definitely
is getting shut down. The Pistons is gone, but we going to the city. We going back to Woodward. You know, we'll be down there. So
amen.
I hope you'll be able to join us for next season coming up.
Amen. Me too.
The
praise the Lord. Amen.
Yep.
Brother Bowles, I would like to say thank you for that powerful testimony, because that's why I'm so glad the Lord allowed us to meet through Elder McCrary and through Deacon Sean Harrison at the game. I do thank you for that and for allowing me to be a part of that for the Pistons game. But what I'd like to do now is let you know and the worldwide listeners know that what you are really doing through the youth program that you're involved with, you are being an asset to the kingdom of God. And so in so many ways, the enemy was trying to make you be a liability with your life at a young age. But God, through the grace of God, he had a purpose and a plan for your life. And you're working in your purpose, and you're walking in your God purpose, and you're fulfilling it, your God purpose, through the youth in the United States today. And so we just thank God for you, and thank God for sharing this powerful testimony of what God has done for you, and the best for you is still yet to come. I thank you for that powerful testimony, because God gets glory through our testimonies. And that's why I ask all my guests to share testimonies, because God said he would share his glory with no one. And so he gets glory through our testimonies. And by sharing our testimonies, others can know that if God did it for us, that same God, he's still working today, he can do it for them too. So we thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. So right now we're going to go forth to our music break. And following this music break, we're going to come back and have a few questions that I'd like to ask you, our Brother Bowles.
Okay. I'll be here.
I will sing. somebody's Savior. Come on, my soul loves thee. Come on, oh holy Lamb. Oh precious Lamb. So much I owe.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He is so worthy to be praised. I thank God for who he is on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, April the 20th, 2017. And my special guest on tonight is none other than Brother Johannes Bowles of, Flint, Michigan. I stand corrected. It's Pontiac, Michigan. He is my special guest on tonight. And he is the CEO of It Takes One to Succeed and Others Will Follow. This is a youth program, and it's a very large youth program that he's overseeing. I thank God for him. We need more mentors such as him, men and women, to get in more involved with our youth today, because so much is going on, and youth can be so easily misled. Not only the youth, but some of our seniors are being misled by the enemy. But we need more people like Brother Bowles to stand up and stand in the gap and mentor our young people. And by him doing this, he is being an asset to the kingdom of God. So we thank God for Brother Bowles on tonight. My question to you tonight, some of this, these questions, I think you kind of answered a little bit in your testimonies, but we're going to go over the questions. And if you have to give me more information, that'll be just fine. But my first question to you is, how did you get involved with the youth program?
I've been working with youth and young adults all my life. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
But, I've been working with youth and young adults all my life since I was a youth. And So after I was going through a lot of different stuff, just from the streets and everything, and one of my mentors got me out the street. His name is Judge Waterman. He was the second black judge here in the city of Pontiac. I used to work for him. And he helped me get out the street. And so when I went to be a AmeriCorps Vista, and we had to come up with a program, I got tired of looking at the kids in the backyard, out in the back in the projects and stuff, not doing anything. And I used to work for the Boys and Girls Club, three different sites as far as with activities. And I also was the first minority at another place called Baldwin Church Center. I was the first minority administrator. So I looked at the kids out there in the street doing different things, and I had a choice of talking about it or being about doing somebody. You know, you can talk about change, or you can be the change. You know, so that's how I started it. Just working with the kids, helping them with reading and tutoring, and it grew, and it's still growing.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And you know what? And the best is still yet to come. So you keep up the good work, and God has his hands on you. So I thank God for what you're doing. But my question to you is, why is this you being involved? Why is it important to you?
Well, you know, it comes back to it raised a village. It takes a village to raise a child. But we're all a part of the village, and we all got to do a part. And one of the things that's happening with a lot today in the Afro-American community, that we don't have a lot of brothers standing up and doing a lot of different things. We do got a lot out here, but we have a lot of single parent and household as far as with moms out here. And even if the kid is not your kid, you know, because I didn't have kids tell me all the time, you're not my daddy, and I'll tell them in a second, I'm your daddy today, this is what you need to do. So we don't argue about it. So we just have to stand up, not only just as black males, but just as males, period, because the women has been holding us up for so many years and holding us up and basically been the backbone. So we have to step up and talk to these young, not only the young kids, but the young adults around here. If we don't do nothing but start with telling them to pull up their pants, it's not what you say to them, it's how you come say it to them. If you don't do them, say, you address them, say, young man, will you please pull your pants up? And somewhere, regardless how hard you say or whatever is going on with them, they're going to stop and they're going to pull them up if it ain't up before a few seconds. But when they do that, that shows that they will listen to someone and that they can, you know, follow directions. You know, that's what I tell the kids all the time. If you want to be a good kid and you want to be a good student, all you got to do is remember two words. And if it's going to be like that all your life, it's follow directions. You got to follow directions.
Amen.
From your parents, your teacher, going in the bathroom, if you're driving the car, walking down the street, whatever it is, you know, you're going to have to follow directions from your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, however it is. You're going to have to follow directions. If you can't do those things, you're going to always have some issues. So as we work with these kids around here and the younger folks that a lot of people don't want to mess with, you know, they say they was bad. Well, you know, I look at it like this. Hey, I was bad, you know. And one of the things about what's happening with society today, they say they took praying all out the school. They took the double P's out. They took praying and paddling out the school. Now the kids are breaking all the rules. So they need to start back with prayer, because as you remember, that's how school started out every day. Started
Amen.
Out with some double P's with prayer and pledge in the lead.
Right. That's right. Amen. That's how
that
we grew up. Amen. That's right.
That's right. You know, and we grew up saying prayer in school. If we, you know, and in addition, a lot of people, when they wanted to cry about people religion, well, anybody can pray to who they want. You know, they as far as they should be able to practice their any type of religion they chose to. But it's going to come back down to one God. But the thing about that is, at least you have something that you're spiritual, that you're connected to, all right? Sometimes we don't always agree with everybody's religion, but everybody have a right to practice their religion or whatever they believe in, if it's a symbol or if it's something that you can't see. You have to give them that right, and as long as they're practicing their religion and you're keeping them on track, they'll get it right one day. But at least you have them focused, and then they knew how to pray. These kids don't know how to pray. They don't know nothing. Yeah, right? When something happened to them, and you know, folks get almost lose their life when something happens, and they're like, "Oh man, boy, I was lucky." No, you wasn't lucky. You was blessed. You was blessed, and God already knew what was going to happen to you before you got to where you at. So, and a lot of times we have praying grandmamas and fathers and neighbors and everything else. It's not like that anymore. You know, people they got so much stuff that's going on. Everybody's on a lot of materialistic things that's happening, and you know the thing about it is, you know, you never seen a hearse. A U-Haul behind a hearse. You see a bunch of folks going behind that hearse, and some flowers around that hearse, but you never seen a U-Haul or a moving truck or bank, or anything behind the hearse, because when you're going out the world with the same way you came in, without nothing. So
that's
I try to
Amen.
Help
that's
youth and young adults and just folks in general, and let them realize, you know, don't get caught up on the stuff. You know, we get caught up on the stuff, and especially everything that we see out here that's on TV that's going on. It's so much different stuff going on, and people don't respect their parents. They don't respect women. They don't respect each other. You know, they all talking about they want respect, but they got to realize that if you want respect, you got to get respect. You know, as far as, you know, beating up on folks, you beating up your boyfriend, or you beating up your husband, or you beating up your wife, or all that, you know, I look at it like this. If you got to beat them, you don't need them. You know, you ain't going to be beating me neither. We ain't arguing too long. So, you know, we have to teach them how to use your head and use your mind to think you could change your whole life within less than 6 seconds. So I tell kids, you know, we try to get our kids, we want them to go to, we say, one of my saying is, we want you to go to Michigan State, not Jackson State, you know. But, you know, they can go to Penn State and not to stay Penn. Go somewhere.
Amen. That's right.
You know, that, so we try to focus on trying to get them out there. Everybody's not always college material. Focus on something. Get out there. Get into a book. These computers and everything, that's fine and dandy, everything. But even to get with the computers, you still going to have to go back to a book. So we have to basically go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. And always keep prayer in your life. And eating from the dirt, potatoes, tomatoes, and greens, as we say. So we try to keep them focused on a lot of different things out here because these kids are messed up. I had an 8-year-old niece spend time with me every summer. And my nephew, you know, he used to buy her all this kind of stuff, but he was out there in the streets. You know, and so I ended up with him after my sister died for the summertime. And she's going to tell me, Dr. Johannes, I want to let you know right now, all my tennis shoes come from the Foot Locker and the Finish Line. And I looked at her, I said, well, you know what? I don't have no money like your daddy do. I work every day. I'm going to give you a little tip. Listen to this, girlfriend. Your Foot Locker has just crossed the finish line. It's called Pay Less. So I can't help you. And if you don't like what I'm going to get you to wear, get your job. You know, hey, I was a paper boy. I used to deliver the Akron Beacon Journal. I used to deliver the Cleveland Plain Dealer in the morning and the Akron Beacon Journal at night and cut grass and fix some things in between. You know, these kids, they want. We got the why generation. Why can't I do this? Why not? Why this? Why this? So, well, you know, they always want to know why. Well, why you keep on getting over there working and you'll know why. You know, then why you asking that question? So it's just crazy.
Amen.
I mean, something's happening in the world. It's not, you know, I agree with Black Lives Matter, but the way it is out here today, it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's all lives.
All
matter.
Lives matter.
We all believe
that's right.
The same way. And the way what's happening, the stuff that's going on in this D.C. with, I just call him Donald the Menace. He's not caring about black, white, or any other thing. Black, white, or brown. He's caring nothing about not black, white, or any other thing, nothing but green. That's all he's thinking about. So, but the thing is about that, all we got to do is keep praying, and what they say, he'll be somebody's footstool.
Amen. Yes, Lord. But you know what? I have a few other questions for you, and I like what you said, and that is a true fact. And I've heard this statement made, quoted many, many times, and now I truly understand what it means. It takes a village to raise a child, whether that child is yours or not, biological, that child. If it's that child in your church, your school, community, on your job, they have children on some of these jobs, their parents bring their children to the job. If you see a child out of line, it's so bad nowadays that when a grown-up see young people that's out of line, they can't even correct the children because the adults, the parents will get involved and don't even know the full story as to why you're trying to correct their child, something that they should be doing. But it does, and I'm a witness, it does. It takes a village to raise children even today. My next question to you is, how is God's word incorporated in your program?
God's word is incorporated in my program every day by me sitting down with the kids and let them realize who woke them up. Who woke them up and who started them on their way to make their day. What I do as I come in by me being my organization being a nonprofit, and it's not a religious nonprofit, we don't instill any or push any particular religion towards the kids, because we have kids, we work for kids with all from all nationalities, all backgrounds, all religions, and all environmental, you know, a community, wherever it's from. But we use, basically what I do, I let them know, basically, excuse me, that who woke them up and who loved them. You know, God loves you. You know, I tell them all the time, say, God loves you, and so do I. I don't try to steer them anywhere. As long as they know how to respect each other and recognize control, because I don't want no one, as you say, like you said, I don't want no one to come back home saying, I'm trying to teach your kid or get them to transform or into any kind of religion. Because me, myself, I came up in the church. My mother's mother was a minister. My father's father was a minister. And my uncle, he was a bishop. He was a Pentecostal bishop. He was with the Pentecostal church. My grandfather was with a pastor with the Church of God in Christ. And my grandmother was a follower of Father Divine. And a lot of people, if you're not a baby boomer, you don't even know who that is. But and so, you know, I grew up around people, you know, such as like Prophet Jones and different people from all different nationalities and color and all different ethnic, as far as when it came to religion and church. So I've tried to stay focused on what I do and let them know, as long as you believe in something, which I tell them, in God, all right? So, you know, but as long as you believe in something, you know, you have to realize who wakes you up and who keeps you and take you along the way. I always try to instill in this. This is one of the things I tell the kids, and I leave it as the kids do their policies and procedure programming, and they come and they do their orientation. I have this. I have two things. I have a couple different things in their package, but I always have one. It's called Think Before You Speak. That's Think Before You Speak. T is a thoughtful. I is a nice. And K is a kind. So I have people to think. That's not just for the kids. It's for adults too. But I also put something in the package for them to keep them inspired, to let them know that every day that they, whatever they try to do, it might not work. But as long as they keep getting up and doing what they had to do and God wake them up in good health, that it's always going to work. And it's something, as I say, the Take One Community Program says, always remember, failure is not a destination. It's an invitation to unforeseen victories. Someone once said that a person that has never failed has never done anything. Make failure your vitamin when you fall, especially when it hurts. Be willing to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back into the game. You aren't competing against anyone, not even yourself. Life isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. And are you in it to win it? Reject your fears. Fear is just an emotion, nothing more. It can't hurt you, but it can stop you from achieving your goals if you let it. Face your fears head on instead. Embrace each moment that you feel you blew it. Remember, it's just a memory. The past only exists in your mind. You have the absolute power to release it. There is a fundamental difference between failure and a temporary defeat. You haven't failed. You merely graduated to a brand new opportunity to manifest your greatness and be willing to fail your ways to success. That's something I picked up from motivational speaker Les Brown. So I figured that's something that kids, and I leave it up so people can read it every day, not just for the youth, but for everybody, you know. So,
and that is so important, what you just said. I'm listening to those are profound, powerful words, what you just said by Les Brown. That is so interesting to hear, but yet it is very true. And a lot of people, that not only applies, like you said, that not only applies to our youth, but that applies to even our young adults and even some of our seniors. So that is a very good thing that you're doing. I know that God is he is pleased and glorified, and that's why he has his hands on you and your in the program that you're over. And because he knows that you are walking and you are fulfilling your God purpose in the earth by dealing with the youth. Because someone has to take the time out to mentor and take time out and talk to our young people, because they are going through so much that a lot of people don't even understand or don't even take time out to try to understand what they're going through. But thank God for people such as yourself that get involved with the youth, and we need more people such as yourself. I have another question for you. My next question to you is, do your program get involved with other youth programs? And if so, who and how?
Oh yes. We collaborate with a lot of different people. Last night I was recognized by Michigan Recreation from different things I do from collaboration. We're starting up a collaboration with the Department of Natural Resources. I am one of the board members for Northern Oakland County NAACP for youth, and also Northern Oakland County Metro Youth Day, where we do the second Wednesday out of every year with Ed Deves, who's over the Michigan Beverage Foundation. And then over the Metro Youth Day, we partner with hundreds, really thousands of kids, organization that has youth out there just in the metro area. So here I'm a board member of the Yapo Center, which is a computer lab around the corner in the co-op, which is ran by Mr. Terrence Bryan and Ms. Loretta Christie. I'm a board member there. But they're there every day doing a lot of the day-to-day initiatives. When I come and just do some of the things where we do serve food and different things like that. Also, I work with another young lady who runs Murphy Park around here, Portia Anderson, and she does a dance not only for the youth that's around here, but also cerebral palsy youth. There's so many different groups around here, from Pontiac School to Pontiac Library. I'm also on the Southfield School Finance Committee, where I work with youth and young adults down in there. In Detroit, I partner up with the Buffalo Soldiers, Sister Audrey Turner, down there, and a young lady, Miss Parker in Brightmoor, and it's a lot of people. it's a lot of different programs that we just partner with from the Youth Connection and the Power League. You name it, have kids, we'll travel. You know, we do stuff all the time. I can't even think just from folks that's in, like Brother Shine and Brother Pastor Williams up in Flint. We work with them, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the Michigan 4-H Club. I'm past commander of American Legion. We work with kids there, you know. The little kids just from everywhere, you know. The Detroit Lions and the Pistons are they work with me to make sure we get tickets for the Tigers and a game and for the Lions. And so I work with all different kind of kids, just for organizations. You name it, got them, end up work with them.
You are such a busy man for the Lord. I'm amazed that in listening at the different organizations that you're working with, and that kind of leads me to my next question that I have for you pertaining to the youth program that you are over. Are your youth, are they involved with any type of seniors programs?
Yeah, we have a program. We call computers, kids, kids in the seniors computer program, where the kids mm-hmm. teach some of the seniors how to operate the computers and help them with their emails, and while the kids are teaching the seniors how to work with computers, the seniors are also basically working with the kids, mentoring them. We work with Forgotten Harvest, Meet Up and Eat Up, and we have a partner, and our kids have served food back to the annual back to Meals on Wheels, give back to the community around here with Rosa Hawkins and Rosa Hawkins. Our kids help serve with that as far as with the seniors. The main program is the computer lab. But when the kids also help put carry the food to the cars for during the Forgotten Harvest. When the people get their food.
Wow, this is very interesting. Talking to you,
We partner with the state police, FBI. We take the kids down to the FBI. We had 21 kids go to the state police camp. We had 13 girls. The 13 girls graduated. Out of the 21 boys, 18 of them graduated. Two of them got in the fight, and one jumped in the mix. I don't know how you get in a fight with the state police and Oakland County Sheriff and FBI. but we have a partnership with them, Microsoft. So you have a few partnerships because it's all about collaboration. You can't go forward without collaborating with a lot of different people.
And that is so true. And that's very important that you brought that up. While we are in this, at this point of your questions, could you please, and because you're doing so much and it's very interesting to hear what all the things that you're involved with regarding the youth, I need you, before we run out of time, could you please share with the worldwide listeners how they can reach you, your contact information, and also, after you finish that, I'm going to give you a chance to give a shout out to your church family and also to your family. But first, share with us again how the listeners can get in contact and get more involved with the youth program that you're over.
Well, anytime you need to reach me, I'm very simple because my information is on the web. But you can just look at our website. It's www.takeone. That's TakeOne, community, community program, program, takeonecommunityprogram.org. Community program, if you don't want to put right out the one, you can put in the one, take number one program. And you can always look me up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, as I'm Johannes. Johannes Bolds, Bolds, and my number is 248-842-9540. That's 248-842-9540, or you can call our office 248-242-5322. That's 248-242-5322. You know, I appreciate the kind words you say, Brother Brown. You know, but like, you know, I'm want to let people know I'm not perfect. God's working on me every day. He ain't through with me yet. You know, I just thank God that, He went and, you know, hey, he say, pick me up, put me back on, spin me around, clean me up, put me back on solid ground. Because a lot of people out here, it's hard to dress up a mess. And at one time, I was a mess. So I thank God every day,
Can I give you some words of encouragement? Yeah. Brother Bowes, I want to give you some words of encouragement. Don't feel alone because you're not the only one. God is still working on me too. And so I've been through a lot in my life, and I've made a whole lot of mistakes, and I'm still constantly always asking the Lord to work on me and mold me and make me to be what he wants me to be, because like, the word tells us, we know none of us are perfect. But when you are walking in the will of God and when you are fulfilling your God purpose and he knows your heart, that's what I love about God. See, man, he judges us by what he see on the outside, but God, he's searching our hearts, and he knows if we have hidden motives or agendas. So what you're doing, you are being a doer of God's word. And so we thank God for you. Yes, we know that we're not perfect. God knows that too. But it goes back to in the Bible days, such as Moses and David and Samson. All those great men and women of the Bible that God used, yes, none of them was perfect either. So that's no excuse. I'm not using anything against you personally, but I'm just using this as an example according to the word. So God has not changed. Yeah. And so what we have to do as sinners saved by grace, what we have to do when we do sin and when we do mess up, we have to go back to God and we have to ask him to forgive us of our sins. And then he can continue to use us so that we can continue to walk in our God purpose and fulfill our God purpose. So we're not alone, Brother Bowles. No, I have made mistakes and I fumble along the way even today. Even in all the different ministries that I work in, I don't always get it right. And so even pastors and bishops, they don't always get it right either, whether they say it or not. I can tell you myself, they don't get it right either. And so God, I thank God that he have no respect for a person, that he searches the heart, and that's what he's looking at. Are you being an asset to the kingdom of God? You're not being a liability. You are being an asset by working with these youth. And again, we need more men and women to step up to the plate. And like you said, I love what you said. And it's not about race, because we all bleed the same red blood. God made us all. So it's all about coming together and being on one accord and working with our youth. And we need more people, more adults to get more involved. And so that's why I thought it was so important to have you on as my guest on tonight. And I see right now that I'm going to have you back on again, because it's almost time for me to wrap up this tonight's show. But I just take time out to say, personally, for coming on. Go ahead, Brother Bowles.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things I want to leave with folks. You know, I say, hey, I'm stronger because I had to be. And I'm stronger because I had to be. And remember, as people wake up every day, the God wake you up and you say thank you. You got to remember the word grind. That's G-R-I-N-D. And the grind stands for get ready. It's a new day. Grind. Get ready for a new day. The G for get, R for the ready, I is an N, new day. Grind. So, you know, and my pastor, Reverend James H. Key, reached with from Monument Faith Missionary Baptist Church in Pontiac. He has a saying. He says, if you can hold up, God will show up. That's all you got to remember.
Jesus, I like that. Would you say that again? What did you just say?
If you can hold up, God will show up. You know.
Ooh, I'm a witness. I am a living witness. Yes, Lord, you about to make me shout. I'm a witness. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, if you can hold up, God will show up. And every day, grind. Get ready. It's a new day.
Ooh, Jesus, look out, look out. Oh, my God, you trying to start something on the air.
Hey.
But I love how the Lord works. I love that Elder, I am so grateful again to Elder James McCreary and Deacon Sean Harrison for putting us together, introducing us. Brother Bowles, I see right now, because we are winding down, I only have a couple of minutes left for this program on tonight. But I see right now that I'm going to have you come back on so you can go deeper into some of the different things that you are involved with regarding the youth, because we do need more people such as yourself to get involved with our youth. We need to stop talking about them and putting them down and start lifting them up and being examples, good examples of what God can do through our youth. Even today, even though they are surrounded every day and they see all kind of things going on in the world, and even in their homes, in the schools, and some are being bullied, and some of them are trying to be turned away from God, the ones that are saved, and the enemy is nothing but the enemy, and that's what we need to do as people of God today, even through our youth, when they act up and act out. We, as Christians, we have to look around the children, look around the youth, and because it's really not them, it's the enemy who is working through them. So we have to call the enemy out And even though we see them, we know it's the enemy at work in our youth. But God, thank God for Jesus, and thank God for people such as yourself who've taken the time out to work with our youth and to minister to our youth. And we thank God for people like you. Again, we need more. So we're going to be praying for you because you have such an awesome task of dealing with our youth. And I thank God for all the different organizations that he have connected you with and the different powerful men and women that are helping assist you with our youth all over the city and all over the state of Michigan. And so you haven't seen nothing yet, Brother Bowles. As long as you keep doing what you're doing and God is being glorified through you, what you're doing with the youth, the best for you is still yet to come. You just continue to stand on the wall and be that great light that people can see Jesus through you while working through and with our youth. And so on tonight, I have to get ready to close out tonight's show, but I really want to go further, but I can't because my time is running out. But Brother Bowles, I would like to say to you, thank you, man of God, for being such a vessel that God is using in these last and evil days, because we see that the handwriting is on the wall and the enemy, he's still doing what he does. And the word of God told us that he came to, and he's still coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And he do have power, but thank God we know that God has all power. He even have power over death, hell, and the grave. So we thank God that he is in total control, even over our youth, whether they know it or not. God is in total control at all times, even over our president, even all over over those that are world leaders all over the country, all over the world. God is totally in control. I don't care what it looks like, what people say, what we hear, or what we think. We know that God is in total control, and he is looking for even youth. The word of God says, and I don't know the scriptures that it refers to, but God wants our young people. He wants them at a young age while they're young, while he can use them. And it's so sad to see older people when they get old in their 60s and 70s that have not given their life to Jesus Christ, and then they fool around and die and not be saved and haven't done anything for the Lord on this side of earth and on this side of life. So that's what you are doing with our youth today. You are preparing them not only for the world, but that they can be spiritually led and fed through the word, and they can make up their own mind, and they can open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ for those that are not saved. And they can be saved in Jesus' name even today. And then God will show them their God purpose. And thank God for people like you. Through you and through the word of God and their God purpose, you can help them fulfill their God purpose on the earth, that he will be glorified through them and through you. So, Brother Bowles, I thank you so much for being my special guest on tonight. And as soon as the Lord opened another door for me to have you back on again, trust me, I will have you back on again so we can continue this very needed and very important discussion regarding our youth. So, until tonight, as I get ready to close out tonight's show, I want to thank my brother in Christ, Brother Bowles of Pontiac, Michigan, for being so faithful to our youth and to God. And God is being glorified through him because he is truly an asset to the kingdom of God and to the youth of our country, our world, even today. So as we go ahead and close out tonight's program, we always close out in prayer. And I'm asking all to pray with me as we get ready to close out tonight's program. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to give your name praise and glory for who you are, Lord. We thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we come in a special way lifting up Brother Bowles, Brother Johannes Bowles. Heavenly Father, you know who he is, and you know his purpose that you have placed over his life. You have anointed him for such a time as this to work with our youth all over the land. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to open doors for him and show him your favor and bless the works of his hands regarding our youth, that you will be glorified through him and then also through the youth. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would just continue to move by your spirit, have your way, that you'll be glorified. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, because you are truly worthy to be praised. And we know that there is none like you in all the earth, and you are totally in control, and you still have all power in your hands. And for this, we are grateful. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, Brother Bowles, thank you so much. And I will be in contact with you so I can, as soon as possible, schedule you to come back on again so we can complete this discussion regarding our youth. As always, let my listeners know that I love you, but God loves you even more. Well, until the next time, I have coming on this coming Saturday, Sister Ellis. She is over the Women's Network. She's a part of the Women's Network in Detroit, Michigan, a radio host. And it's called I forgot the name of her show, the Women's Connection. So she will be my guest on this coming Saturday. And so I'm asking all the listeners, people, tune in and listen to her, what the Lord has to say through her on this coming Saturday, same time, 8 o'clock p.m. I look forward to seeing you or having you a part of my program on this coming Saturday. Brother Bowles, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Well, listeners, know that, again, I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.